Today's episode is going to be about balance. We all have these crazy lives where we just have so much that we try to get done in only 24 hours. It could sometimes be overwhelming. So I'm here to help you and me find that perfect balance to just keep life going at an easy flow. So what's up? Yes, I'm here to talk to y'all about balance. Because, you know, life seems to just drain you. Like, physically, mentally, emotionally, you just be exhausted. I know somebody. I have reached that point in my life before. And I know somebody else have. Like, when you just feel like you gotta be this and that all in one day. Every day, like, it's exhausting. Like, who can do that? Like, maybe you a teacher and you got a husband and you got students, you got work, you got a grade, like all of that is too much. Then me, I'm not a teacher, I'm not in school, but I do have a job. I'm a hairstylist, I'm a business owner, I sell $5 jewelry, and I'm still trying to get my business up and rolling like I wanted to. I'm a wife. I'm trying to work out and stay healthy. And, you know, I got too much going on. And sometimes you can spread yourself too thin. And then there's no more of you to give out to the world. So my advice to you and myself, to just, you know, take a break. Relax and revamp. That's what you need to do. That's what we're going to do. We're going to relax and revamp. Sometimes you just got to take a load off, because as a woman, I don't know how it is for a man, because I'm not a man, but I'm sure they have a lot on they plate too. But right now, speaking to my women, you, as a woman, you be forced to like juggle a lot. It's like a lot is expected from you because you're a woman, you know? Women have many responsibilities. Like, I have friends who are mothers. They in college. They single, so they playing mama and daddy. Like, it could be very exhausting. And I just submit to you to just relax and revamp. You cannot give all of yourself to the world if you're not healthy. You know? You have to have balance. Take care of yourself. Like, that's why I have my little nights where I call them spa nights. That's when I just fix my bathroom up real cute, light some candles, get all my little essentials for my bath water, and I'm in there relaxing, trying to revamp for the next day or for the next couple of weeks, because I don't take them all the time, but it's just sometimes life just seems overwhelming. That's what I go to relax, or I sit on my porch and just relax. And you gotta find that balance. Because you only get 24 hours in a day, and you can't get everything done. And that is okay. That is simply okay. So you must always remember to take care of yourself. Always. You are your top priority. You always have to take care of self. If self is not running right, self cannot be who you need to be for the world. You can't be the best mom or the best wife or the best teacher or the best work or the best boss. You can't be the best if you're not rested, if your body is overwhelmed. You can't give your all to nobody. How can you pour into somebody if you don't have it? You know, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You have to relax, unwind. It's okay to unwind. Yeah, you got a paper that's due next week. Okay, if you already been pushing your job and you got your kids and your husband, you got all that going on, girl, one day, a couple hours is not going to kill you. That's not going to stop you from reaching your goal. Just relax for a minute. That'll keep you going. That'll give you the energy to write your paper or to do this and to do that. So take care of yourself. And a lot of things as a young woman, I had to learn how to get my priorities in order. Some stuff, you just don't have to worry about. Like, it ain't nothing to just make a big deal about. If you don't get it done, you don't get it done. If you don't do it, So what? Simple. Like, that's very simple. Get your priorities in order. Make sure you put the important at the top and the least important at the bottom. If you get to it, you do. If you don't, you don't. Simple. That's how I live. But I just, whatever. It is what it is. I get it done. Cool. If I don't, still cool. And you have to be organized. Your timing and your planning is everything. Like, I know you guys done heard the saying, you prepare, what is the saying? I don't even know the saying. I know it's something about being prepared. I heard it before and it makes sense. Like, it's good. If you already ready, you won't have to be prepared or something like that. It's something like that. All I know is being prepared is the best thing you could do. Like, with my meal prepping, like, That makes my day go by so much smoother because I don't have to stop by the store. I don't have to spend no extra money because it's already ready. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat for today. So being prepared is good. But here's the thing with that. Yes, it's good to be prepared. But always, I repeat, always expect the unexpected. Yeah, yeah. Because I know I'm not the only one to have stuff always happening or whatever. This is like, it's something always happening. Or it ain't even always. It's something just every now and then. Maybe it might be a little stump in the road or a little stump in your day. You didn't see it coming. And you have to expect those things. And that's when your attitude comes in. It. You can't let little minor dysfunctions in your day determine your attitude. That's what I'm gonna say. So if something bad happened, like let's say you on your way to work and you run out of gas. You got the money for the gas. The gas station is down the street. Yeah, you gotta walk a mile or whatever to get to it, but you still was able to get the gas. That's the good part. Always find the good in situations. Like, you have to have that balance where you can just be happy no matter the situation. Or even if you're not happy about it, just, you know, don't let it take over your whole mood, your whole spirit. That's where your balance comes in. You have to pray. You have to meditate. You have to prepare for your day. And trust that God is going to see you through this journey, this day's journey. Every day is a different journey. And if you keep good balance in your life, keep everything going to flow, everything is going to move the way it should. It should. I don't know about anybody else, but I know it should. If you do what you're supposed to do, or if you just go out here and you live life, do what you got to do, get it done, cool. Everything's going to go smooth for you. But always, always, no matter the situation, try to keep a positive mindset. Your mind is the most powerful thing that you own. Like, it's your mind. No, what you know is what you know. No one can take that from you. Nobody can make you pay for it, for what you know. It's yours. That is something that you own. Your name and your mind. So you have to know who you are. And you got to know how to control your thoughts in any situation to be balanced, to be even, to be, you know, on the right track. Because I know this life that we live in, this universe, it's always throwing curveballs. You just don't know what to do sometimes, but you just gotta find that balance. Sometimes you just have to stop, just sit there, and just breathe. It is okay to breathe, please. Any time of your day when you feeling overwhelmed, just stop. Just stop and breathe. Who says you gotta just keep going through that? You can't deliver if you're not 100% there, basically. Cause I feel like if you're not giving 100%, then what you giving it for? So you might as well stop while you tired, get you a little break. I ain't saying it gotta be a whole day. It don't have to be a whole day. It could be 5 minutes, because I know 5 minutes before I go to work, I'm in meditation mode. Like, no phone, just me and wherever I'm in, I'm praying, I'm meditating, I'm you know, I'm just getting prepared. I'm trying to find balance in this world because sometimes it can be very overwhelming. It could be exhausting and tiring. And I just don't want, I don't want to get unbalanced again, because being unbalanced, it has negative effects on your health. I don't know if you know that, but it does. You become stressed, and when your body becomes stressed, things start getting out of whack. Especially for a woman. Like, you get moody, you be sleepy, you be tired, all that be going on, and you don't even know why. You just be like, I don't know why I've been feeling so tired lately, or why I've been feeling like this. And you always wonder why, but really, it's you. The reason, the why is you. It's because you don't have no balance. You're not balanced out. You giving too much energy to something, or you trying to spread yourself too thin, which is my case. I try to do too much, you know what I'm saying, in one day. And sometimes I get frustrated when I can't get it done. And that's when I had to realize, girl, you got to get some balance in your life. You gotta calm down. It is what it is, whether it get done or if it don't. Like, it's okay. It's okay. You still got tomorrow if you make it there. If you wake up in the morning, that means you still got a chance to finish what you started. There you go. Simple. You know? And so I have the same day routine, so I know I have to plan ahead. Maybe I could, you know, just make my life a little better if I just keep planning. Like, I know in the morning I'm going to get my meditation on, my self-reflection. That's a must. I have to do that. I have to sit outside on my balcony and I just chill and just, you know, talk to myself. Reflect on my life and, you know, just see where I can be better at in my life. That's something that I do on that. You don't have to do that, but that's what I do because I have time and I don't go to work till in the afternoon. So I have time in that morning space. And in that morning space, I can get my workout done. That's a possibility. But sometimes I like to chill before work because I be around babies and I'm constantly hearing crying and stuff. And sometimes it get frustrating. And sometimes I just want my head to be clear when I go in there so I can be the best version of myself because I love my babies. And I don't want to be in there with no attitude or being frustrated because they crying when I know that's what babies do. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when you unbalanced and you frustrated and you overwhelmed, things that don't normally bother you or that shouldn't bother you, it do. It gets to you. Anything ticks you off. I'm telling you, girl, you see somebody in 2019 moody all the time and, you know, tired, don't want to do nothing. That's because, just be like, girl, you look a little off balance to me. You better get it together. You better find some balance. Balance, honey. So, you know, all 2019, just go with your mood, dude. Be persistent. That's what I'm trying to work on. Being persistent. Working through hard times. Just keep going no matter what. But sometimes when you're working through those hard times, you have to rest. Sometimes you have to be quiet. Sometimes you have to be still. That's the only way you're going to know where to go. If you're constantly running in the same direction or running here and there and everywhere, how you know you're going in the right place? Sometimes you got to stop and just observe your surroundings and just realize, hey, I got this. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. So, to all my people out there that's not feeling themselves, maybe your balance off with. Maybe you need to pray and ask for some. Do that for a better visual on life. You can be the best version of yourself when you balance. I can't stress that enough. Don't spread your, in 2019, do not spread yourself too thin. Be all you could be, challenge yourself, and go out there and conquer the world. You can do anything. Anything. So, with that being said, y'all have a great day. Y'all be balanced. Y'all share this with anybody that needs to hear this. Because somebody out there got a little bad attitude and they need some readjustment. Maybe they don't even know. Some people don't even know that they off balance, that they pH off. They life balance is off. You gotta recognize signs. Like, when you notice that that's not really who you are, change it. That's all you have to do is change it. You can't change the world unless you change yourself. That is a famous quote. And I'm about that. I live by that. Like, that's true. Any situation I'm in, it's up to me to change it. I'm the master of my abilities. I am God. God is in me. I have the ability to change any situation that I face. So if my life is in an uproar and I'm always moody and I'm tired, I got an attitude all the time. Like, I don't got time for that type of injury. That stuff is draining. I hate feeling tired. Don't want to do nothing. Just want to sleep. Like, it's so much life out here. Why would I want to sleep that away? Why would I want to be mad when I wake up in the morning? No, wake up with a purpose. Wake up ready to conquer your day. Because all you get is 24 hours. Use them wisely. Don't be out here just blowing your hours on some bullcrap that's not making you better. That's all I'm saying. So, y'all, you know, do you and I'ma do me. Simple. So, I hope y'all enjoyed my small little first episode of, you know, just life situations. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Just how I'm feeling, what I'm going through. Because I know it's some people out there that can relate to me. And right now, I'm just in a place trying to find, you know, just trying to find myself. Just trying to balance my life out. Get things going. And, you know, a nice little flow where everything just goes smooth in my life. You know what I'm saying? So, if you out here and you in the same situation or know somebody in the same situation, just tell them this. Tell them you heard it from me, or you living in yourself. But just make sure you take care of you. Make sure you put yourself at the top. Make sure you put yourself at the top. Get your priorities in order. Stay organized. Expect the unexpected. And always, I mean always, no matter the situation, keep a positive attitude. And you gonna do this.